The Jews were super Germans and super socialists and were super Americans because the burden is upon us to prove ourselves. And here also the burden will be upon themselves to prove themselves Greek. And that was a direct fallout from this Targum HaShivim, from the Septuaginta, from the translation. So there arose now among the Jewish people, and this is in about the year 200 before the Common Era, there arose a group of people who were called Misyavnim. Misyavnim meaning Hellenists, who adopted Greek culture as a way of life, who imitated the Greeks, and whose adoption of Greek culture was of such a nature that it almost invariably meant that they were going to give up their Jewish culture. Let me give you a few examples. There is a famous sefer from Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Halevi, who was a historian and a scholar the late 19th century, early 20th century, called Doros HaRishonim, and it concerns itself with this period of time. It's in six volumes. So he has there a number of extensive chapters on the influence of Greek culture. The Gemara says, for instance, this is his explanation. The Gemara says, HaMoshech bi'orloso is chayev misa. So Moshech bi'orloso refers to the uncircumcised organ of the male body. And most of the Mephorshim there deal with it in terms of masturbation, which is difficult to imagine. So even though the Isser is so severe, it is difficult to imagine that the rabbis would express themselves that sharply about it. But so it's discussed. But he brings, as a matter of record, that the Hellenistic Jews underwent cosmetic surgery, painful cosmetic surgery, to have their foreskin restored so that they would not appear to be circumcised. And that was called Moshech Be'orlosa, that he restored his orla. Because the Greeks were, as I mentioned to you before, were great believers in nudity. All their sports were nude, and the baths were nude. And therefore, it was obvious who was Jewish and who was not Jewish, because in the ancient world, the Jews and the Arabs were the only people who were circumcised. The rest of the world was not circumcised at all. And because of that, if you wanted to be a good Greek, then you were embarrassed to go to the bathhouse, or you were embarrassed to participate in the sports programs, etc., if it became obvious that you were not circumcised. I mean, that you were circumcised. And therefore, people underwent operations, surgery, at a time of minimum anesthetics, and all of the problems that can be imagined in such a situation in order to restore their foreskin and appear Greek. Ad kadei kach. So far did it extend. Jews, the style of the Jewish architecture changed. It became completely Greek. And there were cities built in Israel that were miniature imitations of the great Greek cities. The most famous city was the city that later would be called Caesarea, Caesarea. But Caesarea was a Greek city. And then, together with the Greek language and Greek customs and Greek sports, there came worse imports from the Greeks. The idea of idols, of every home having its own little set of idols, of picking which god was, you know, for you, your patron god.